So we need to distinguish if we want to develop and increase our clarity and our spiritual life at night through Tibetan dream yoga practice and the yoga of sleep and conscious dreaming. We need to distinguish between just ordinary dreams in which we're just reacting to what happens during the day or in the past or what other people said to us, and the clear or witnessing dreams in which we are aware of our dream body and know we're dreaming. It could almost be as if we're looking down and see our bodies lying in bed, as if we're astral traveling. And third, from that we can go more into the illumined dreams, where there's no separation between self and other, where we're just experiencing things in total oneness, in total light, in total bliss and freedom. So these are the three main kinds of dreams we're going to be discussing: the regular, ordinary, somewhat confused karmic dreams, reactive dreams first, and second, the lucid dreams or witnessing dreams in which we're clear that we're dreaming, we know that we're dreaming, and we have some choice about what kind of experiences we have, and we can change our moods or our experiences almost at will. And third, finally, the subtlest, the richest kind of dreams, the illumined dreams, in which we're one with the light, or we're not separate from anything, and it is likened somewhat to the deep sleep state in which true oneness or healing and rest can take place. And yet, there's a difference between this illumined dream state and just being in deep sleep. This is something we have to experience for ourselves. So these three kinds of dreams are what we can induce and incubate through Tibetan dream yoga practice, how we can become more consciously alive and awake and aware, how we can create and recreate reality at will, how we can change the speed or frequency of events, we can change the moods or experiences, we can go to places we've never been and see people alive or dead that we would like to see, perhaps our deceased loved ones or the saints or masters of the past. We can play with the reality at will because we're like magicians. We've realized that we are the dreamer. We're not just caught up in the dream like during the day. We're more caught up in our dreams and we forget that we're projecting much of this reality. At night, we can start to realize we are the magicians, we are the dreamer, and we can play with it at will and create any kind of reality we want. This will incredibly increase our sense of self-mastery, freedom, and empowerment during the day as we realize that we no longer have to be the victims of experiences, of circumstances. Then no matter what's happening around us, we can carry our own spiritual atmosphere with us through the illumined inner state in which we know who is the dreamer and what is the dream.